Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my Gamma Gamma Gigglers?
Ooh, yeah.
It's our sorority.
That's a good sorority.
Thank you. I've never actually been in a sorority, but...
Me neither.
I heard Alabama Rush is fun.
I've heard awful things.
I've heard you'll be in therapy for years after. I heard they take out a marker and circle all the ugly parts of your body. What?
This kind of is a sorority, except we don't make people pick us up from the bars. Like, we don't make people stay sober. And that's the most important part.
Yeah, there's no initiation process, except you have to giggle.
And you just have to be have trauma.
Little depression.
That you're actively working on.
You guys, our live tour is on sale right now. I don't have the cities up. I don't remember them. Go to our Instagram on Giggly Squad, click the link and see if there's still tickets available in your city. If not, we might be adding another show. And if we don't, please don't yell at us in the DMs. We're not the ones making the final decisions here.
I know. People, it's actually so funny how many DMs I get being like, are you ever going to come back to Boston? And I'm like, it's the number one place we've gone. We've been there four times. And if you've missed four times, I can't help you.
Wait, should we have like a residency in Boston? Like instead of Vegas, we just stay in Boston.
We're not even from Boston. We have no affiliation to Boston, no ties to Boston. People in New York are like, if you come, you come. If you don't, great.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd is fucking great in Boston. And yeah, they're ferocious in the DMs. Ferocious. Is that different words? I don't know. Happy Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving. You had like a full party of people at your Thanksgiving.
No, we had an Airbnb. Like, every time I go home now, because my mom is retired and she just like, even though like when she wasn't retired, she did so much like around the house and like decorating stuff and like was always making like three meals a day for everyone. But now when I go home, like I really do nothing. And I always say to her, I'm like, oh, I love this bed and breakfast. I will be coming again. Five stars. Thank you. And she's always like, fuck you, Paige.
You're like, the head woman had a little bit of attitude, but the croissants were impeccable.
I'll look over that the concierge was quite rude, and but the dinner was impeccable. So thank you.
Oh, my God. There was a comedian on TikTok.
Jake Cornell.
He basically was like, Thanksgiving is the perfect time where you see like how people grew up and like who was pretending to like have like a, you know, shitty upbringing. And then you're like, oh, really? Now you're wearing a polo shirt on a marble countertop. And like you have friends in Williamsburg who were like pretending that they like came from nothing and like they're barely paying their rent. And it's like, oh,
you're like old money, bitch.
You're eating homemade biscuits on a very fancy Mario Bellini couch.
People were coming for at Taylor Swift for that because, like, one of the lyrics in her song was, like, grew up on a farm, not in a mansion. And then they, like, showed the picture of, like, her childhood home.
It's a barn mansion. A mansion. Yeah. No, I mean, your house always looks impeccable from Kim's taste. And you do, don't you have kind of like a curved staircase?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just like class.
A curved staircase is class. But let me tell you something about that curved staircase. Because like, yes, I live in a nice home, but my dad is very like blue collar, whatever. Mm-hmm. That staircase was not like made for our house.
Yeah.
That staircase was in another home that went into foreclosure and my dad saw it and was like, can I have that staircase?
Oh my God.
And like, I'm pretty sure they like brought it into our house. Like, it was
okay,
not...
HGTV Gary.
And like, our railings, like, my dad made them. Like, I remember at nighttime him like whittling them.
Okay, so, property Gary.
Yeah. You love it or you list it?
You love it or he's like, hey, I know a guy. That's Gary's property brothers. He's my brother.
Over the weekend, Craig kept asking me if I loved him, which he should do. But he kept asking me if I loved him, and I kept saying, you love it or you list it. And he was like, why do you keep saying that? Which is so true. Like, that show title is so true in relationships. You either love the person or you list them. And, like, someone else can buy them.
That's hilarious. I had an epiphany about, like, that can help you choose men. Because I know that my picker has been off for a while. Like, I would choose bad men because I'm, as we said, I'm quite creative. I can come up with, like, a whole identity for them. Mm-hmm. The way you realize if you actually like the guy and want to marry this guy or he's just, like, takes forever to text you back is you think if you wanted a sperm, would you want him to be your sperm donor?
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, like, you're, like, obsessed with a guy, but you know he's, like, horrible and ugly and mean.
Yes.
Would you recommend to your friend his sperm? If you wouldn't, because he has psychological issues, because he has, like, a fucked up toe, because he has he's lazy, he has no job. You wouldn't want your children to be like that. But you can convince yourself to love these dudes. If you would not want to buy his sperm to stick in your ovary...
Yeah.
List it.
List it.
List it on the black market.
Not one man I've ever had sex with in my entire 30 years on this planet do I want their sperm. Literally, kill it. List it. Kill it. I don't want it. Oh my God. Actually, Craig and I got into this, not a debate, but we got into this like
altercation
conversation about how, like, if women could figure out how to have children on our own, because he said something like, we need you guys to populate the world, like, you can, we haven't figured out how to carry children. And in my head I was like, even if the men figured out how to carry children, they wouldn't do it. Just like they don't put condoms on. And so then I said, if women could figure out how to get pregnant without, like, if we could manufacture sperm, we would kill you all. Mm. And he was like, wait, why would you kill us? And I was like, I'm sorry. Have you not been alive for the past 35 years? We fucking hate you guys. You guys are the root of everything. Mass shootings, you guys. Pedophiles, you guys. Tax evasion, you guys.
Domestic, like, violence.
You guys, like, get out of my face.
No, literally.
Anywho, I think that, like, the couples that decide to, like, not have children and just, like, live just the two of them for, like, the rest of their lives are the only real couples on the planet.
That is so true. Because Des and I, like, we are fostering a very large pit bull right now. And I was like, can we just not sit with ourselves? Why do we have to foster
a
pit bull? But, like, we do love taking care of something. And what happened is we actually were driving out to Thanksgiving and we're passing the animal shelter and I'm always like, I want to get a foster animal. And I mean, he's the one that, like, takes it on walks late at night. He's the one that, I don't know how to deal with dogs. I'm always like, why is it doing that? Why is it humping the pillow? So we are fostering this amazing dog, though. She's, like, right outside the door right now just waiting for me. She's so affectionate. She's so cute. Her name is Chuchi. Southampton Animal
Shelter. I love
that
name.
Highly recommend.
I might steal that name.
Chuchi? I wanted to call her Poochie. Like, or I Stanley, like Stanley Pucci.
Would you have sex with Stanley Tucci?
Honestly?
Wait, answer on the count of three. One, two, three. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like he's freaky. Yeah. his passion for food is kind of hot. Also, he comes across as gay because he plays a lot of gay guys.
Do you follow him on TikTok? Because if you follow him on TikTok, I don't get a gay vibe from him from his show where he's like being himself.
Yeah.
And I don't get a gay vibe from him from his TikTok. I get like a...
Zaddy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm in my Stanley Tucci era.
Oh my God. I feel like you said you'd never date a bald guy.
I know, but he's the only bald man. I can't even think of like bald celebrities now, except
you
like,
just
the
want
Rock.
Him to take you to Sicily to a mansion, eat food.
Yeah, it's really just because I'm watching White Lotus and I'm like, let's go back to Italy and I'll just live there.
I mean, if you could get a little shackle in Palermo.
Do you ever like lay in bed at night sometimes and think like, what if I just moved to a completely different country and I lived in like a really small house and I just worked at like the local tomato store?
Yes, every day.
Yeah, like I I think about it a lot.
We went to get like treats for the dog in this little pet shop and there was like a cat who was running the place. She was like behind the register, like she was the manager. She was so cute. I was petting her. Des had to like pry me out of the store and I walked out of the store and the first thing I said is like, I want to work there. But that's neither here nor there. My Thanksgiving was fun. But my Thanksgiving is sad because my brother moved to Indiana and he just had a kid. So like, it was just like, I mean, I am the favorite child. So that was nice for my parents. It was me, my parents, my nan and papa, Dez and his brother Aiden, who I am whoring out on my Instagram lately.
I saw your TikToks with him and it's so funny because him and Dez literally have the exact same everything.
Yeah,
like they are the same like their voices. It's crazy.
But yeah, Aiden's single, he lives in the city. He said he wants to be a stay-at-home dad, so if anyone's into that, he's very funny and he's hot.
Good for him.
He'd be a good sperm donor.
Should we do some front page news? Because I feel like I have a lot to say.
You're like excited. Let's go into it. Hell yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski at the Knicks game.
Hot take. There's a photo with like Ben Stiller next to him. And Pete's looking like his gangly self. But Ben Stiller, I was like, okay, Zaddy.
I saw it. Like, and how come nobody's talking about how Ben Stiller was there and then Jordan Sparks was on the other side?
Yeah,
of
that
Emrata.
Was Jordan Sparks.
Nobody even wrote Jordan Sparks' name.
Both those
on
people
any...
have done incredible things with their career. Jordan Sparks was American Idol.
I was like, wait, why is everyone dogging Ben Stiller and Jordan Sparks right now?
Why?
I felt
they
really
were dogging
bad for them.
Why?
I mean, they just never... Like, any article or anything I saw with Pete and Emily, no mention of Jordan Sparks. She's in the picture.
Yeah, and she
looks
great.
I mean, she's
great.
There.
Didn't she break Jason Derulo's heart? I mean, she's iconic.
Someone had to do it.
Love is a battlefield. Battlefield. Sorry.
No, I like the one where she's like, tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Air.
Can't breathe with no air. I have to add that to the Jordan. Angry Woman playlist.
Wait, my guy that does the green line test, where like he says like if couples are going to stay together or not, he has this new test.
Oh, no.
That he has not put out yet on TikTok. He said he's working on it, but it has to
How are you getting the behind the scenes of this?
Because he posted, I don't even know what this guy's name is. I need to like save it next time. He works for Barstool though, but this is like his own TikTok.
Okay.
He said he's working on this new test and it's about couples that give off sibling vibes. And if like they're giving off sibling vibes, like if they're going to stay together or not. So I'm very anxious to see what the test actually is and try it on everyone I know. But he said that Pete and Emily might be the poster children for his new test because all he saw in every single video and picture of them at the game was siblings. And I totally believe in that.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing. You can't give off sibling vibes. And I feel like
what about
I could...
father-daughter vibes?
No, it's okay. Father-daughter vibes. Because you're saying what? Because Des is older than you? You don't give off father-daughter vibes, though, when you're interacting. If you were just standing there, maybe
like
people would think that.
Like, my skin is so good. They're like, she has to be her daughter. But yeah, they're like pokey with each other and like kind
of
like.
I could think of five couples in my real life right now that they give me brother-sister vibes.
And sometimes they look alike.
Yeah. Well, Pete and Emily don't.
It's like my favorite Instagram where it's like. Siblings are dating. That one fucks my
shit up. I love that.
Shout out to that Instagram because it gets me confused. I always get so weird when if it's your brother, don't put your hand on his chest during the photo. If it's your sister, don't put your hand around her waist.
I don't think my brother and I have ever touched before. Like, we've hugged. Like, okay, I love you, bye.
I put my hand like over his shoulder. I'll give him a noogie. I'll put peace signs behind his head.
Gary and I have also, I don't think, like, I've ever taken a picture together.
You're like, Gary doesn't know my name. Wait, that's funny. I was talking to Des about it. I was like, look, Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes have been married for years, and you never see those motherfuckers. Never. And they are A-list. So the fact that we've already seen these people so many times, like, this is... They're having fun with it. Good for them.
Yeah. They're the kind of celebrities. This is going to be so... I don't even... I love Pete and Emily so much. Like, I really do. I've been an Emily Ratajkowski stan since the Blurred Lines video. Like, I've always loved her. I think Pete is so funny. I think he's going to have a great career. But I think they're the type of celebrities that need to stay in the tabloids to kind of like keep their career going. Mm. Whereas if you're like a George Clooney or a Brad Pitt, you just have to do another movie and then you're in it. Like, they don't have to do the extra legwork.
Yeah. But also, like, Pete was just in the news 2 seconds ago because of Kim.
Right. He could take a break. He could take a mental health break.
He could take a mental health break. Yeah, that, I mean, I love a Knicks game. It looked fun.
Love a courtside game. Didn't love Emily's outfit for it. Thought that, like, she could have done a little bit better. I'm so over snakeskin boots and, like, jeans.
You told me a year ago not to get them.
Yeah, I'm just, like.
Remember when Adele showed the fuck up at a Knicks game? Ouch. And I was like, this is Adele's arena right now.
I dream about that outfit.
Yeah, like, or Rihanna will be like walking to get her seat and everyone just stops, like, that's what. But I also think it's kind of a power move. Like, she almost pulled a
she pulled a like a girl next door type. I want the ref to come over and be like, you're distracting the players. Yes. That's how good the outfit needs
she
to be.
She pulled a female Adam Sandler to that game for M. Rauta's like stature. Because anything she wears, she looks hot in. Like, she had to try so hard to, like, be just, like, next
look
door.
Look normal. Yeah, she had to. That's the difference between us and Emily Ratajkowski. She has to try really hard to look normal.
Yeah. Like, she got to hire a stylist for that. She's like, what are the ugly girls doing? You know what I wish she did? I wish she wore a hat. To go full, like, I want people to think I'm just a regular girl.
What are the basic bitches? What are the basic bitches wearing right now? And they're like, put on a North Face. And you're like, okay. Now, I have really had no one to talk to about this because I feel like no one in my life cares. Balenciaga.
I like missed the campaign. I just saw like the aftermath. But then people are like, Alexander Wang had rape accusations against him and he's still thriving. Do you think this is the end for the brand?
I think that brands that are this big and have this much money behind them and this much backing will get out of any cancellation ever.
Yeah.
That's why it's like so easy to cancel anyone because, which look, we've canceled people for way less shit and been like, we hate them.
But they're now suing the like agency they hired, even though they had to write it off on it.
And I think that's a tactic.
Yeah. But also, it kind of reminds me of comedy where like you're doing your art, But there's a time where sometimes, like, you say something that's just, like, not that funny and it's distasteful. You were trying to be funny. Instead, you really offended people. And this is, like, Balenciaga's campaign where, like, they were trying to do their art and express themselves. And they went, yeah. I guess they thought it was edgy.
I just feel like when you're on a set like that, and, like, obviously I can only compare it to Limited 2, which is very exclusive, very yes. highbrow
yes.
couture. But when you're on a photo shoot set, and I can only imagine one like Balenciaga, every single thing is placed perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, when I was little, I had to do the Easy Bake Oven campaign. And I will never forget, none of that food is edible. The amount of times that they redo things and take it out and this has to look like this for the picture and everything's perfectly placed, like, things like that aren't, it's not like a mess up.
Yeah.
Like, everything is accounted for because every single thing in that shot
it's
was
not
bought.
Like, oh, we had so much admin going on that week, we forgot about that campaign. Oh,
yeah, and it's like, oh, we just printed off papers and put them on the desk and they just happened to be child pornography cases. Like, no, that was a thought and then that was an executed thought because every single thing in that photo was written on a line sheet, it was purchased, mm-hmm. where it was purchased from, who it's getting returned to, who's in charge of that. So Balenciaga can sue the production company all day long. Balenciaga signed off on it.
Yeah, they had to yeah. give the final okay. But I would argue that I totally understand how a fashion set like Balenciaga, there's a power person in charge, right? And clearly, like, this is group mentality. Like, someone was obsessed with the vision. Someone was like, this is iconic. Mm-hmm. And if I'm the marketing assistant, you bet your ass I'm not saying shit. I don't think this is a good idea. Hell no. I'm saying, yes, this is genius. You're genius. Incredible. Like, fashion, as you know, is so fucking, it's biased and subjective.
It's so subjective and interpretive.
It's all based on, you know how many things these people probably do that think, like, this is stupid and ugly, but because the head yeah. person likes it and they're the genius behind these campaigns, everyone's like, yeah, whatever you want.
It's also so much easier to cancel a specific person. It's like power in numbers. But when you're trying to cancel a full brand, you don't. I feel like people almost don't care about canceling Balenciaga because they're like, but who is Balenciaga?
How many times has Shein done like fucked up stuff?
Oh my God, remember when Shein did that like weird fucking
anti-Semitic thing?
Yes, that yeah. like necklace.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. People can say I love fast fashion, but I've never worn something from Shein.
I have fucking standards.
Zara or nothing. Also, I love how celebrities are like, like getting rid of all their Balenciaga stuff. And then like I'm home being like, who the fuck owns anything Balenciaga? Like, normal people are sitting home being like,
I'm not going to wear Balenciaga from now on. It's like, bitch, you never did.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm glad I'm ahead of the curve and I have nothing Balenciaga in my closet.
Oh, my God. But it's going to be interesting. Kim spoke up. Kim had to. Yeah. She, like, when I think of Balenciaga, I think of Kim. Isn't that connected to Kanye, too, though? Is Kanye behind this?
Kanye did come out and was like, I think it's kind of crazy how none of you are like rioting against the people that are tied to the brand who haven't said anything. I mean, he did kind of have a point when he was like, it's no one saying anything and you guys are like, everyone's just like letting it slide. And then Julia Fox came in with a hot take.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
Julia Fox is our religion, I think.
Our Brene Brown.
Julia Fox is our president and Brene Brown is her vice president. Mm-hmm. She was like, Balenciaga's like, yes, this is disgusting. I'm a mother. It's so fucking vile. She was like, but nobody talks about how millions of children are exploited every single day in the church. We don't denounce the church. We don't talk about how there are pedophiles in every single industry. Go to a school, there's pedophiles. Go to like, you want to date a chef? I bet there's pedophiles over there. And she goes, the issue is it's men. The men are creating all of this.
She's a giggler.
She's so fucking right.
Well, And then also I'm thinking about, what about the child workers who are sewing the clothes that no one's checked on?
Right. I Hate Men t-shirts are on sale if you haven't gotten yours. We brought them back because you guys screamed at us. And then we even made another one, See You in Court, that is just as graphic and just as fun.
Speaking of cancellations, I kind of have this theory that it's crazy that it's 2022 and Santa hasn't been canceled.
What did he do?
This is a hot take, but like, think about it. Santa has all these kids sit on his lap. He tells them if they're naughty or nice. That's fucking creepy. Also, you know Mrs. Claus is doing all the fucking work, and he's like drunk eating peppermint patties and peppermint schnapps somewhere, and then he just loads it up on the car and gets all the credit. Also, is the labor? These elves must be freezing. Are they getting paid proper wages? No one's even looked into this.
I hope Elf on a Shelf gets canceled before we become mothers, because could you picture us? Can you?
No, I'm not doing Elf on the Shelf. That was after my time.
Could you picture us being like, what are you doing for your Elf on the Shelf tonight?
I would probably do something fucked up.
I have like random thoughts throughout the day when I see like mothers and children's, and I just think like, wow, one day, like, me and my friends are all going to have kids, and, like, how scary and, like, how, like, illegal.
Like, I feel like you are getting kid anxiety knowing that I could get pregnant, and it's, like,
yes,
disturbing
it's stressing
you.
Me out.
Like, you
it's
wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, not her!
Because I just feel like every single thing we do now, I'm gonna be like, are we allowed to do that? We have a kid. And you're gonna be like, we don't have a child. I have a child.
Hey, you're my family planner, as we learned last episode. I'm waiting for you to give me the go ahead.
No, we're not ready. We're not ready yet.
I do have to say though, your kid is gonna have a sense of humor, and like the way you parent and the way you deal with stuff, like your sense of humor rubs off on them. So I definitely want
to. Oh my God, it fucking better. Whenever I'm complaining to my mom, which is 95% of the time, I'm always like, and then I have to do this, and then I have to do that, and then like I have no sleep, and then, and she doesn't say anything about anything I have to do. She just will say, and then try having a kid. I'm just like, okay.
Human's
like,
so savage.
You don't have to come hard at me like that.
Just, this is a random front page news. Did you know Justin Long and Kate Bosworth are a couple?
I had no idea. Do you know that Kate Bosworth has one blue eye and one brown eye?
I actually kind of remember hearing that.
Yeah.
That's an example of a couple who's like not trying to get in the public eye, but they've been together for like a minute. They're on Instagram together.
Wow. I forgot Kate Bosworth existed. I forgot he existed. I used to love When a Date with Tad Hamilton.
He had so many rom-coms. Good for Justin Long. Also, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have moved on. And Camila Cabello is dating this guy who's like an app founder. And then Shawn Mendes is dating a 50-year-old woman.
Okay. 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 No judgment. Because we love an older. Let me look it up right now.
People say that. They're like, he likes to stay home and just like be in his cardigan. So this makes sense. I'm like, just, he's 24. He's Canadian. Maybe Canadian men are more mature.
Do you like when Sean's in general spell their name?
No, I don't like Sean's in general. Yeah. I don't like any of them.
I actually don't know one Sean.
The Sean with an A-W, I'm like, do you think I'm fucking dumb?
But the Sean with an S-E-A-N, I'm like, get a life.
True. Like, that one, I'm like, that's a reach. But the Sean with the A-W, I'm like, that's too far. Like, I don't need you to spell it out that hard.
He's 24.
He's 24. I know. I mean, honestly.
Did you hear how Camila Cabello is getting, like, annihilated for her singing I'll Be Home for Christmas? And she says Christmas like Quizmas.
Why is she saying it like that?
I don't know. But all I could think of was that TikTok when it's like, Merry Christmas.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
People doing all the Christmas stuff, it's all a money grab. So, like, sometimes yeah. I feel like they do it last minute. I mean, think about poor Mariah Carey. Like, she was the greatest singer of all time, and now she's just, people are like, oh, she's melting, being frozen until Christmas, and now she's coming out of her bunker.
I do not feel bad for Mariah Carey. That bitch makes billions of dollars True. Every holiday season from that fucking song. If all I had to do was get up once a season and perform it and not even actually sing it, count me the fuck in.
I don't want to be a hater because she is one of the most amazing singers in the world. But if you Google Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, no background music, it shows like her singing live and it takes the music out and it's pretty funny.
I mean, she's probably the one paying Nick Cannon's child support. True. Like, you know,
but also in her defense, like singing that live at Rockefeller Center, it's probably so cold, my fucking whole body wouldn't warm up. My vocal cords would be like I don't do anything when it's cold.
Oh my god. No, I don't do anything when it's
holiday parties. Oh, I'm literally getting anxiety just thinking about it. I'm not going.
I feel like I wanted to do like a TikTok or like something of like holiday outfits. And then I was like, be fucking for real, Paige. Like, you want to be relatable. You want to be authentic. You don't leave the home.
Wait, what are you? This is what you
Christmas
do.
Christmas outfits
be
are you
like,
putting on?
I personally would rather would never go to this. But if I did, that's how you just preface it like that. Because I feel like people would love to see your holiday outfits.
I have so many ideas in my head. I give all the ideas on my Amazon lives, but I'm like, and then I'm like, but I'm not going anywhere.
Wait, can we talk about the like style you went for on Thanksgiving Day? Because I was like, who is she?
I got a lot of comments on it.
What was the vibe? Because I was an early comment.
The vibe was like, oh, don't really think that's like appropriate for Thanksgiving. People, I was going down 14 stairs.
Wait, they wanted you dressed fancier at your own family's Thanksgiving?
Can I tell you something? I got so sick on Wednesday night. Like, I started feeling like icky Wednesday night. So then I woke up Thursday, like I got dressed for Thanksgiving. I changed out of that outfit before dinner was even served. I was back in my jammies.
I did want to say that the jeans was a aggressive choice. Do not wear jeans, let alone high-waisted jeans, on Thanksgiving. That's an amateur move. Or just start the night with it unzippered.
I got like a random stomach bug on Wednesday night.
Jealous.
Literally. Do you want to hear the most annoying thing? This is the most annoying thing. I got a stomach bug on Wednesday night. Okay, I'm throwing up till like 2 a.m. I get back in bed, whatever. Craig's at my house for Thanksgiving. I wake up again in the morning and I got so hot in the middle of the night that I like ripped off all my clothes. So I like run to, I go to the bathroom in the morning to like brush my teeth because I still felt like gross from throwing up the night before. I'm walking back to the bed and Craig was like, "You literally look like a supermodel." And I, in my head, I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much." But like, I was also like, "Fuck you. I've just been throwing up for 24
and that's
hours.
Craig upholding unattainable beauty standards."
I was like, okay, well, I don't look like this unless I have a stomach bug.
I got my blood work done.
Oh, I love when people get their blood work done. What did it say?
We have like really smart gigglers who are like doctors and they're telling me to get tested for stuff. Turns out I don't have allergies to literally any food, not even a sensitivity.
Oh my God. Okay.
But I find out that my cholesterol is high.
You didn't know that's not good. Craig has high cholesterol too. It's all the fucking soup.
But I've never had this. My family doesn't have it. I call my mom and she's like, "Well, you have been working out less." And I was like, "Mom."
Wait, but is that in any way related to like you feeling like bloated and like having IBS?
I think honestly it's anxiety. And I also thought I had a really fast metabolism and that's why I poop a lot. Turns out that's anxiety too.
Oh my God.
So I know I have fast metabolism and I have high cholesterol. So I literally go to breakfast with Des this morning and obviously I order like the Hungry Man's platter and he's just looking at me. I'm looking at him and he's like, "Is that good for your cholesterol?" And I'm like, "Get out."
Oh my God. You've reached the point of your age where you have to like not order things because of your health.
No, I'm still ordering. I did go through a pretty bad depression in the way that like, I can work, I can function, but I'm not going to make myself work out. And my mom said she thinks because I used to work out so much and then I like drastically stopped that like my, but also like they weren't that high, but it's high enough that Des is making fun of me.
Did the doctor say like what you have to do to like get it lower? Like is it basically just eating less salt?
Eat less saturated fats. So
we love saturated fats.
So like bacon.
So like what?
I love how I can't think of a saturated fat. Butter, cheese.
Is butter a carb?
I
would have paid money to be in that doctor's office with you just being like, "So what's a saturated fat?" And like, "What am I eating?"
And then they would like work out 30 minutes three times a day. And I'm like, three times a week. And I'm like, but apparently your blood work is 3 months before. Like that's the, like where you were when your blood is getting taken. Does that make sense?
No.
Like the blood that they're checking is like where you were 3 months ago because of like the body. Look, this is a science podcast.
So wait, you have old blood right now?
Okay, I didn't expect a follow-up question.
So, like, it's something that has to do with the circulation and whatever.
Short,
I believe you.
I don't feel great about myself after I found out that I have high cholesterol. My numbers aren't crazy, but, like, you definitely don't feel proud.
You're not coming home and putting that test on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I'm not a champion, but I'm working on loving myself for my high cholesterol.
Cut to Hannah starts doing like diabetes ads on her Instagram.
Well, you have to take medication if it's really bad. Apparently I'm not that bad, but like I was like, "Does dad have high cholesterol?" And my mom was like, "No." And I'm like, "That man." I've seen how he eats
more saturated fats than I do.
I'm like, "Dad had 3 servings at Thanksgiving and I'm the one who's fucking has cholesterol problems." I don't even know what cholesterol is. I can't even spell cholesterol.
No, nobody actually knows how to spell cholesterol.
The most gorgeous person at Thanksgiving was my Nana, and we played Smash or Pass with all these celebrities.
Yep.
And I added Bryce Hall in. And did you see Bryce Hall stitched Nana's Instagram.
No, I didn't see it. What? Oh, stop. I need to see it.
So I'll now look at Bryce Hall is my grandpa, which is super awkward. If you don't know who he is, he's one of these like douchey teens who dated Addison Rae.
What did Nana say? Nana was like, yeah, like he's cute.
She was like, he's adorable, but he's too young for me. I'll adopt him.
Who were some other people that Nana thought were good looking? And who are the people that Nana thought were not?
Nana is like very picky, but like as mm-hmm. she should be. She's like one of the like most beautiful women on the planet. Mm-hmm. She got really upset at Travis Barker. Yeah. She does not like tats.
Same.
She said that Zac Efron was too pretty. She said that mm-hmm. she doesn't like Drake's beard. She mm-hmm. didn't know who Food God was, but she was upset by it.
So are a lot of people, Nana.
She said that she doesn't know what she could talk about with Justin Bieber. Like, they don't have the same things to relate to each other, so she passed on Justin Bieber.
Wow, so philosophical, Nana.
She said she did say yes to Jason Momoa, but mm-hmm. but she said he's not her typical type. But then I put on Frank Sinatra at the end, and she was like, I've had dreams about smashing him. And I'm like, Jesus.
So Nana, I can't fun. Wait. Oh my God, there's gonna be a day too that like we're grandmas and like
just horny grandmas.
Yeah, and we're just gonna be like, okay, well, in my day, the men were actually good looking, and like we're gonna show a picture of.
Oh yeah, like who's the man of our time?
Pete Davidson.
But I do have to say, whatever my Nana's doing is working for so many reasons. Also, her mm-hmm. and my papa still have sex. And, like, that says a lot. She's 81 and he's, like, 83.
That's crazy,
and
Hannah.
She's never had sex with anyone else in her life.
Oh, my God.
Because back then, you had to get married if you wanted to have sex. So they got married off at, like, 17, 18. And they're just the happiest, cutest couple. What else? Oh, yeah. Why did I write Lizzo? Oh, because I watched the Lizzo documentary. Oh.
How was it?
Lizzo has by far the best personality that I've seen in one of these like musician documentaries. Like, she's so fucking funny. Like, mm-hmm. And it's very like she's not trying to take up all the air in the room. She's just like so herself. I think it's because she got famous like at 29 or 30. And
what is it on?
It's on, I believe it's on HBO Max. It's okay. Called Love Lizzo. And what I also love is they showed a little bit of like her starting Yiddy. It shows how she literally went from nothing, sleeping in a car in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and blew up. And she just like deserves it. She's amazing. And she's really like gorgeous. It's so funny.
She really
like,
is.
I know that obviously there's like beauty standards, but you get lost in the documentary. You love her personality. You start looking at her like overall and you're like, she's stunning. And it's the way she carries herself too.
Okay, there's like this study that was done. What am I saying? I saw it on TikTok. But it was like this video, but it was an actual like psychologist that was like doing the video. And she was like, obviously, yes, there is two people like women walking into a room. You know, like, who's pretty. Like, your eye is attracted to, like, what's beautiful to you. But there are, like, certain ways where, like, you look. They used it with just one girl and how, like, she looked prettier in different situations. Mm. And it all had to do with, like, how she walked in the room. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you walk in the room and your shoulders are back and your head is held high and you're making actual eye contact with people, there were more people that were attracted to her mm-hmm. than when she walked in the room, looked down at the ground, was kind of, like, hunched over, like, you know, didn't really, like, make a fuss or, like, you didn't really notice that she walked in the room. And it is so... It is so true because there are also like people that aren't like look at just like supermodels in general. Mm-hmm. Like living in New York City, I feel like you see so many like different looking models just like walking down the street. And they're not like conventionally pretty, but there's something about them where you're like, I can't stop looking at that person. And it's literally just how they like command a room and how they walk in. And like if you see like a model walking on the street, you're just like, oh my God, that's like the prettiest person I've ever seen in my life. When really like it's not.
Yeah.
But it's just like the way you see them.
Or there's like the prettiest person you've ever seen and then they open their mouth and you're like, why am I so turned off by this?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that with men all the time.
Yeah, I was literally thinking of like every male model I've ever spoken to. But oh my God, you're gonna die. On TikTok, the New York Times, there's this girl. Fuck, I need a whatever. If you Google it, she'll come up. She does this thing called The Sauce. Have you heard about it?
No.
So she talks about whether or not people have the sauce. And the sauce is like this swag that you were talking about where you can... Not that you completely don't care what people think about you, because everyone does. But like, for example, Rihanna has the sauce. Like Lizzo has the sauce. And there's a lot of people that she's like, yeah, she's beautiful, but she does not have the sauce.
Wow.
And like the sauce, it doesn't matter if you're having a bad hair day. It doesn't matter if you hate your outfit. You have the sauce or you don't. And I think as gigglers, we have the sauce.
We have the sauce. We used to own a restaurant called Sauce.
We did own it. Now I'm craving chicken parmesan. But you're so right about that. I joke about it in my stand-up, but I imagine the like most gorgeous photo I've ever taken, and I literally embody that. And it has a Paris filter, whatever, but like I embody that. Yeah. And I think that's how I always look.
When I first moved to New York, I feel like I was used to like going out in Albany and being like going to different colleges and like whatever, and always feeling like pretty confident when I would like walk into a bar, whatever. I never, the only reason I say pretty confident is because like I never thought anything else.
Yeah, you like, weren't I never, like super insecure.
Yeah, like I was never walking in places and being like nervous. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to New York City and you go out and there's just like way more people and way more pretty girls, you're just like, it was like the first time I looked around, I was just like, wait. And I had like a weird couple years in New York where I was just like, I don't like it here. Like, this is like weird. And then I just started doing this thing where like before I would walk into a party or like a bar, in my head, I would be like, you're the hottest fucking person here and you're the funniest and you're the coolest and walk in like you are. Mm-hmm. And I definitely got way more guys like interested in me than I had in the past.
It's literally the energy you're putting off. I think about you know when you go to college and there's just so many people and you're like, how do I find my lane, or like how do I connect with people, how are they going to even notice me? And it's really like you can't control that, but you can control your energy. It's like the Marilyn Monroe effect, where they said that Marilyn Monroe, she'd be with her friend and like no one would be noticing her because she'd just be like walking normal, humble, not humble, but just like a little insecure, whatever. And she'd be like, watch this. And she'd turn into Marilyn just through like her, how she was standing, how she was carrying herself. And suddenly people start recognizing her on the street when she didn't change anything she was wearing.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
I also watched the Olivia Wilde movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
How was it? What do you think?
I feel like we knew too much. It's like, why I can't watch reality TV. Like, you're watching it being like, but you really hate her. But you really hate her. And
we knew too much. It was too overhyped. I didn't watch it.
The plot had potential. Like, I do like that, like, sci-fi Stepford Wives shit. But it actually didn't make sense. The lead up wasn't... It was honestly bad.
Where I feel like it was the kind of movie where, like, in the beginning, you're like, this is going to be so good. Yes. And then there's so many unanswered questions. Yes. And you're like, what the fuck? Like,
or, like, when they finally showed, like, what was really going on, I was like, there was no way for me to even, like, you didn't put enough breadcrumbs of clues that made it feel good. Instead, you just feel like you just punched me in the face.
Okay, but side note, how do you feel about Harry Styles as an actor?
I thought that, one, he's so cute. Mm-hmm. I thought he was good, except they were, like, playing with his accent a little. Like, he was supposed to have a different accent in different times. And when they're bad, it, like, drives me insane.
Yeah.
Why did I feel like Florence Pugh, like, didn't want to be there during it?
She didn't. She didn't. Because we knew too much, and she didn't. She did not want to be there. I started watching White Lotus.
In Sicily?
The second season. I'd watched the first season, but like you don't need to watch the first season to watch the second season. It's like all new cast.
Oh, okay.
It's And I didn't, I mean, people loved the first season. I thought it was okay. I didn't love it the way people loved it. I love the second season. It's so fucking good. The cast is so good. The one main guy who's like the douchiest guy is so fucking hot.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
I can't even think of his name, but whatever. Important. And then I started watching The Crown, the last season, because it's all about Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you something. You obviously know the story of Princess Diana, and like they're not giving you any like revelation news that you didn't already know. But like going into it, I knew that I loved Princess Diana and I knew that I hated Camilla. Mm-hmm. It could not be more solidified after this fucking season.
How would you feel if you were real life Camilla right now? Like you just became queen. Netflix is popping off with this series that's like kind of true, kind of not.
She ruined Princess Diana's life. Like, cut it out. He's married.
But what if it was real love? What if he was the one obviously that was reaching out?
Here's the thing. It obviously was real love because they're together now. Mm-hmm. But how did you live your whole life as a side chick?
Damn.
Like, you lived your entire life was a side chick.
You were Mrs. Sneaky Linky. I mean, it does kind of remind me of when I was a freshman in college and I started talking to this hockey guy and he tried to finger me, but I was too scared and mm-hmm. I pushed him away. But we were basically
together. Does this
relate
to Princess Diana? Does Princess Diana somehow pop up in this story?
I'm just making it about me. And then my best friend at the time, we were married on Facebook. We'd only known each other for 2 weeks, but we really liked each other. I introduced them because we were playing ping pong together. And then she fucked him.
Yep.
And I sat her down and I said, how dare you choose this hockey dude over our friendship?
Yeah.
And they ended up staying together and have children. So she's my Camilla. It's at the point where I'm like,
but here's
I go,
the thing.
Unless he's the love of your life, fuck you, bitch. And he was the love of her life. So I take it back.
But that's different because they cut you out of it. They spared you the anguish. They spared you.
Yeah. They definitely avoided eye contact with me at the bar. And I was like, at least say thank you.
Were you invited to the wedding?
Oh, God, no. But she did post with their kid, and I really wanted to say, you're welcome.
You should have. They should have sent you a fucking... They should be sending you a Christmas card every year.
But I hope they didn't stay together out of spite against me. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, we cannot let Hannah be right.
That is literally only something our brains would be like, well, no, we have to fucking marry him.
Because as Sicilians, I would do that. I'd be
would
like, look.
So do that.
Look, I hate you, but I can't have Hannah be thinking she was right.
I've stayed in relationships longer just to be like, well, I can't let them be right. So now I have to fucking marry this
guy. I could literally think of multiple relationships that have to stay together because they don't want me to be right. Anyway.
Whether you need to buy or sell or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh, okay. I have one more fucked up story. So you never go to you don't go to that many red carpets.
No.
And I feel like me and you will occasionally be invited to a red carpet.
Yeah.
And for me, I have stand up at night. It's not as convenient. Also, it's a lot to get ready. I get an email of a night I'm prepared for and I invited you to come with me, but you couldn't because you couldn't. I don't even know. But it was Chris Hemsworth had a documentary coming out. And I said, well, I am Mrs. Dope Documentary. I have to go to this. And I had a day free when I could have enjoyed myself pet butter. Instead, I immediately get a spray tan. Mm-hmm. I hire a stylist to get me a dress. Because I'm acting like I'm going to the Oscars.
Yeah. This is my movie premiere.
Yes. I get makeup. Mm-hmm. I do my own hair. And Dez is literally I thought we were going to hang out today. And I'm like, nope. Today's about me. And as I'm doing it, I realize, wait a second. So I'm putting all this effort in and spending hundreds of dollars for one fucking photo.
Yeah.
And then I start getting nervy. And I'm like, no. What if I fuck up? What if I fuck up the red carpet? So I get there. And the red carpet is huge. There's a lot of cameras. Yeah. A lot of things that could go wrong. And I just pray. I just smile and pray. Because I'm not like you. You are a natural model. You feel the energy of the
room.
But
I don't like red carpets. It's not human to walk a straight line and have people take pictures of you. It's not my idea of a good time.
Immediately, they're like, watch out. There's a bump on the carpet. And I'm like, oh, you looked at me. And you're like, that's the one that'll go down. And they were right. I did not fall. But I'm taking these photos. And I'm like, okay, where are my hands? Oh, shit. My leg was supposed to be forward. Oh, fuck. I need to, swallow or, get my chin out. Oh, fuck. I wasn't sucking in. This is all going on.
Yeah.
I get home that night. The picture was the worst photo I've ever taken in my life. Stop. To the point that I showed my mom and she was like, oh. I spent 2 fucking days getting ready for this one photo. And, it was Getty. You guys could Google it, whatever.
Yep.
It was so bad that I couldn't even post it on my Instagram.
I have a story that will make you feel good about that one. Because when I had to go to the MTV Awards, I'm so excited to do the red carpet. 2 seconds before they like call my name that it's my turn to do the red carpet, I turn around, I look at Craig and I go, I can't do it. No, I'm freaking out. And he's like, Paige, you're fine. Just go and like I'll meet you halfway down and we'll do it together. I literally, it was like my mom was sending me to school for the first time. I had a fucking panic attack.
Oh no.
So I'm going down the red carpet, and yes, every thought is like, okay, and they're getting this angle, and I'm going to look ridiculous, and I had a massive pimple on my chin, and it's all I'm thinking about, and I'm literally crying inside, and I'm like, I hate it here. I don't want to be here anymore. I hate it. Craig comes. He, like, meets me. We do pictures together. Red carpet's over. I'm like, phew. We get the pictures back, and it's all, like, yeah, it's like publications. It's like Getty and like all these things. So there's no like, that's the picture. They send you the pictures. That's the ones you post. Well, in the way that I was standing in one of the pictures, like my back fat is like, you can see it. But like this is on websites. I can't like edit out my back fat because people are going to be like, we saw the original picture.
I feel like they fuck with you. Like they can choose. They took hundreds of photos. They chose one where like my mouth was moving.
So I'm like, whatever. I have back fat. So I'm posting the picture. So I post the picture. All the comments are like, looks like she tried to edit out her back fat. Like, and so they're coming at me even though I didn't try and edit it out. And I'm just like, this is the picture they gave me. This is my real back fat. Like, if you thought that I tried to edit this, like, you're insane. If I really edited it, it would be gone and you have no idea about it. So all I think about at the MTV Awards are me and my back fat.
It is funny. It reminded me of Taylor Swift in her documentary when she's like, I see a photo and then immediately I want to just not eat for 3 months. And I said, no, we don't do that anymore. We don't
do that. No, you literally can't do that anymore.
Paige, do you think I have high cholesterol because after our shows, we eat our body weight in cheeseburgers?
Or oh my God, Hannah, it's once every 2 months. And no, I am not the reason for your high cholesterol.
Oh my God, you're the reason. You sabotaged me. You're getting me back for the nails that you fucked up my cholesterol. And now I'm imbalanced and my mom thinks that all I do is sit around and eat cheese, which is not far off from the truth.
Ah, revenge is sweet, sweet, sweet.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for giggling
with us.
Go to our tour dates. Check out our YouTube channel. I think we're gonna upload a new video soon.
Goodbye.
We love you.